Yes, it is, of course, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how are you? How was your Christmas? Was it pretty good? Oh, well, I loved mine. It was great. It was great. My wife is probably the greatest wife ever. She got me some... My wife knows me very well. Very, very well. She got me a coffee bean grinder. Yeah, one of those high class ones too. And she got me some coffee, and she got me one of those neat little tablets, sort of like an iPad, so I get to do my my notes and my sermon notes and Bible notes and all of that. So I'm just I'm loving it. I've been like a little kid in a candy store with my toys that she got me for Christmas. It's great. I love it. But no, we had a chance to, of course, reflect on the birth of Christ, as well the other day at Christmas. It was great. Just overwhelmed with the love that God has for us. How he came down as a man, humbled himself to be 100% God and 100% man to die for us. It's quite overwhelming if you really dwell on it. And, yeah, we had a chance to do that the other day, and hopefully you did as well. And wow, here we are. It's Thursday, the 27th. It's Joey Kroll here with you, and we got a special treat for you today. This past Sunday, had a chance to, of course, host the program Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, and we talked about the Christmas story. And how about sharing that same experience with you today by reading of the Word of God and hearing some great Christ-centered Christmas music as well. So, friend, I present you today the Christmas story right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. Never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, "Why? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him, with all the rulers in the world? Why him, inside this stable filled with hay? Why her, she's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say the word. This is such a strange way to save the world. This is such a strange way. Oh, what a strange way. Such a strange way to save.
The Christmas story from Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 4. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Bethlehem, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, all you citizens of earth.
Taking a look at the Christmas story from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet had written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared. He had sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he'd been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted, because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled by what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene.
Rejoice!
That's a group called Selah and O Come, Emmanuel. Right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Hello there, it's Joey Kroll. And wow, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. It was so good catching up with you. And can you believe tomorrow's already Friday? This was a quick week, wasn't it? Hey, just a quick reminder, there is still time for you to get your year-end gift in, of course, by December 31st, into this radio ministry. If you want to get in before the end of the year, you can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can send a gift of support through our website, safely and securely. Yeah, it's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, it was great to catch up with you. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed new year. Mark Burns in tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, of course, tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.